At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Why are you setting yourself up to a beauty standard that is a societal standard that I never told you to reach when there are women who are different shapes, sizes, and they're beautiful in their own right? Because God said that, you know, we are all beautifully and wonderfully made in His image. Why are you setting yourself up to that beauty standard when I told you you're beautifully and wonderfully made? And these are the women that are of me, and they're following me and my beauty standard, and they actually marry, and they actually got what you want. So which one you gonna do? Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to grow, heal, and thrive. And today's episode is such a vulnerable episode, transparent episode, because we are talking about societal beauty standards. So today we will be talking about unlearning societal beauty standards and redefining sex appeal. And this is something that we need to talk about more as a society, period, because we've lost the plot. Okay? We have lost the plot. So I'll just jump right into it on how I even thought about this topic and the importance of it. So I'm not saying no names because I don't want to, I don't want y'all in my business. So point blank period. Okay. So basically there were some people that I was following, right? Let me rewind. For y'all who don't know, in December of last year, I started rereading this book called Knight in Shining Armor. I heard about the book on Dear Future Wifey, this episode, and basically the lady was just talking about how the book prepares you for your marriage, and it tells you to basically not date for 6 months. And I had already started reading the book one time before, in I think 2023, but I never finished it. And like, I was just annoyed by the book, and I think I had my disposition was just all wrong. I'm a Christian, so I'm gonna say my heart posture just wasn't in the right place. And I was in a very like know-it-all point of view. So I wasn't humbled enough to receive the message. But this go around, I'm humbled enough and I'm like, okay, I'm really gonna read this and take it all in. And I've been learning so much. But in chapter one, she tells you like, you about to not date for 6 months. And I'm like, not dating for 6 months. I'm 35. That don't even make sense. That's no. And so I'm like, God, is this you? This you? This can't be you. Cause like, what we doing? But I prayed about it and I've told the story on other podcasts, but y'all gonna hear me retell stories, whatever. But I prayed about it in December, and God had already told me to cut loose like all past guys. Like I had this attachment to men from my past because I had this belief that I wasn't going to meet someone new, that I was going to have to connect with and probably marry someone from like the batch that I already knew. But God was like, no, you're not, because I don't know if you noticed, you've dated like 6 guys from your past in the last like 3 to 5 years, and all of them have failed. When I told you to cut them off the first time, I was right. So I had cut off all the past dudes, but then literally the day after Christmas, I think that Sunday after Christmas, I met this guy, and it was a new guy. And all of a sudden he invites me to a basketball game. So this is a new guy, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to this game. And so I told God already that if he wanted me to do the 6 months, I was gonna start on January the 1st. So we go to this basketball game, we have a great time, and then we planned a date on January the 1st. So I'm like, God, I'm not hearing you, like, what you want me to do? And God, I guess he was over there like, bit. So long story short, January the 1st comes around, we're supposed to go on this date. This man texts me and was like, hey, work is running crazy because he's a manager. I can't do today, but I'll hit you up later and we'll replan. And I'm like, all right, bet, because I didn't want to go anyway because New Year's Eve, I stayed out too late and I was sleepy. y'all, I've never heard from this man again. And I was like, okay, God, make it plain. Go ahead, do your thug dizzle, right? So I've been in this consecration process, which consecration, if you're not, you know, familiar with the word biblically, is basically just to be set apart. So you're in this phase of being set apart and made holy. I don't know why I'm doing air quotes, but you're basically, God is sifting you. God is pruning you. God is showing you yourself. He's showing you your bad habits. He's showing you what you need to change, what you need to fix, what you need to prepare for. And he had already told me, like, you are not waiting, baby. You're preparing. And I feel the preparation because the revelations that I've been having throughout this process have already been insane. So I'm almost at my full month three mark, like my halfway mark, because April will be month four. It ends on July 1st. So I've been learning a lot. And one thing that I recognized was my obsession with the societal beauty standard and how it was negatively impacting me on my dating journey. Okay. So let's talk about it. So for y'all on this camera here, because I have two cameras on my phone, I just covered this up. So my mic is bootleg. One day it just broke, like by the bass part, and it broke, and I taped it because, like, it's the mic still work. I'm gonna tape it, so whatever. Anyway, so I recognized there was a pattern in my obsession with the societal beauty standard where I idolize certain women and their beauty and their body types and how they kept themselves up. And for so long, I wanted to be that. I modeled myself after that. And when I did not meet that standard, I felt bad. I felt like, this is why you aren't married. This is why you aren't in a relationship, blah, 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 blah. And then in this 6 month process of consecration, God showed me something. He showed me the women that I was idolizing and what their dating and relationship life looked like. And then he started to show me other women who did not have that same beauty standard, but they looked good as well, but just not the beauty standard that I was holding myself to. And he's like, but look at them. They're happily married. They have successful marriages. You don't see them out here going through mess, going through craziness. Why are you setting yourself up to a beauty standard that is a societal standard that I never told you to reach, when there are women who are different shapes, sizes, and they're beautiful in their own right? Because God said that, you know, we are all beautifully and wonderfully made in His image. Why are you setting yourself up to that beauty standard when I told you you're beautifully and wonderfully made? And these are the women that are of me, and they're following me and my beauty standard, and they actually marry, and they actually got what you want. So which one you gonna do? And I was like, oh, wow, you ain't had to come for me like that, God. Like, you ain't had to do me like that. Okay. So it shook me out of a mindset. But at the same time, the unlearning process is not an overnight process. Like, I'm still unlearning, right? I'm still in that process right now of, okay, I don't have to live up to that beauty standard. I have to tell myself that, like, daily, like, you don't have to live up to that beauty standard. I have to ask myself, where did this beauty standard come from? Like, where did it even originate from? Right? And I already know, growing up, okay, I've been thick I've been thick for a long time. I've been thick since I was 16, okay? Like, the curvaceous body that, you know, people wanted, I had the legs and the hips and the body since I was a teenager. And unfortunately, that brought a lot of negative sexual attention. And it was very hard navigating life through being a sex symbol at a young age. And it sounds crazy, but this is before. So right now, being thick is, like, glamorized, it's glorified. it's a good thing. You know, people don't see it as like this over sexualization because it's popular. And I would say that the Kardashians probably did that because they're white women and they made it. Bless you, Bridget. Sorry, my dog be sneezing. They're white women and they made it popular, right? But of course, when a black woman was thick, it was looked at as like, oh, she's a sex symbol. Let's just use her for this thing. So I grew up in that era where my friends who were thinner, men were trying to get to know them for their minds and their faces. But men were getting to know me because I had a body they had never seen before. And they're like, let me explore this body and see what I can get, right? And I know this because I remember in high school, one of my male friends was like, your face is fighting your body. And I'm like, what? And he said, you're pretty, but your body is just so like amazing that a lot of people skip over your face and just look right at your body. And this was a seed planted inside me, and it sucks, but I know it was a seed planted because for so long I would question like, am I pretty? Because of that messaging. And mind you, this was in like 2006, 2007, to give y'all like years. And you know, and I didn't really have examples or people speaking life into me. I didn't have that family structure where someone was telling me I was beautiful all the time and all of this stuff like that. So I'm just hearing it from outside sources. So after a while, I started to get like, even the negative, even though I got a lot of negative attention, I did get a lot of positive attention too, because, hey, sis was getting, I was getting attention from popular guys back in the day in college. I was getting attention from celebrities. I could bag any dude I wanted back then, right? But when I say bag them, I mean like I could get their number. I can get taken on a date and all of this stuff like that. But what I really wanted was a relationship. And these were just not relationship types of guys because I was going after, again, the celebrities, the athletes, the pretty boys. Like I had a stupid addiction to like a certain frat that I'm not even going to talk about, but y'all already know who it is. So it's like, I'm going through this and it developed a thing where I wasn't leading with my body, but I was leaning on my body, which like, I wasn't the type of girl that, because I know I'm pretty too, I wasn't the type of girl that was like, oh, let me now this is, I'm gonna put this aside. I don't like clothes, but that has nothing to do with me just wanting to be overly sexy. I literally just don't like clothes. Like, meaning that I'm the type of girl, I like shorts. I like crop tops. I'm probably gonna be wearing crop tops till I'm 60 something. Like, that's just.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
How I like to dress, that's just like, I like to be free. I don't like all them clothes. I don't like winter. I like summertime. I gotta retire somewhere hot. I really don't like clothes. So so when I say leading with body, like I'm not the type of girl that like when I go out, I'm a dress provocatively to gain attention. No, I'ma make it classy. Even if it's sexy, I'ma make it classy. But I started to notice that I would lean on my body, meaning when the shift started happening with BBL culture, I stopped getting as many compliments on my body as I used to get, because although at the bottom, I still got hips, butt, legs, my waist ain't this big. Like my waist and hip ratio is, it makes sense. It's not like this crazy ratio where it's like my waist 10 inches and my hips are 40. Like it's not that. So for example, I went to Miami one time and this girl looked me dead in my face and was like, oh, you got a nice natural body. Excuse me? I can't just have a nice body? Like, what? So basically, I'm just taking y'all on this journey of like how I developed this negative beauty standard for myself and how God is like, why are you trying to keep up with that beauty standard when what you want has nothing to do with the beauty standard that you're trying to uphold? Because for a long time, I was blaming my single status on how I looked. And I was thinking, like, if you were to look like these certain women in society, then you'd be booed up by now. You'd be wiped up by now. And then the truth is, it's like, yeah, they got wiped up, but then they were getting cheated on. They were getting divorced. They were getting like going through all of this craziness. But if I were to just chill and just be myself like God made me, and I'm looking over, because it hit me when recently, I'm not saying no names again, I was like on social media and someone ended up getting married, and I was just like, oh my God, like, she married this attractive guy. He's a great guy. And she is pretty, but she's not the beauty standard. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know, like, that Hollywood, I'm gonna use like a Portia Williams, for example, that Hollywood super glam, you gotta be on all the time. Your waist gotta be 10 inches. Your booty gotta be 46 inches. And y'all, I do hair. I see a lot of women, and I see women with their body done. I see all the time. And you would never guess. Like, I had one of my clients, she came in and she had on one of those fajas, and she looked freaking incredible. It looked like she had just been in the gym getting it. And I was like, did you get work done? She was like, oh yeah, I just got it done like last week or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, I never would have guessed. Like, she looked amazing. Kind of like Dolce. Her BBL looks amazing. Like, skinny BBL looks amazing. And so we'll be out here comparing ourselves to that beauty standard, not knowing that they got work done. I have another client. She is a fitness guru. She actually used to be in the military, and now she loves working out. Like, how she eats is insane. Like, she's one of those people, like, she counts everything, the macros, she weighs it, like, everything. Like, no alcohol, she don't eat, like, no, it's everything healthy. But she looked like she got work done, but she hasn't, because it's like she's so addicted, not addicted, but she's so into fitness. I'm not into fitness like that. So if I'm comparing myself to her body, I shouldn't, because I'm not willing to do what she's doing to get it. Like, I'm not gonna do that. I'm good. So right now I'm just in this phase where I'm redefining sex appeal, because it's like, I thought that the only way to have that sex appeal was to live up to that Portia Williams type beauty standard. And it's such a lie. I want y'all to know it's such a lie. I've even had people I've coached women before on like self-worth and on how you have to unlearn these things and not think. Because I've literally had women tell me, like, I feel like because I don't have a big butt that I'm unattractive because I'm a black woman. Because they think that just because you're a black woman, you automatically have this certain body type. And that's a lie. We come in all different shapes and sizes. Some people are thin naturally. Some women have big boobs and no butts. Some women have big butts, no boobs. Me. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, we have to unlearn it, and we have to. And this is my biggest lesson. We have to detach our relationship status from how we look. Because everybody on 600 pound life, I say this all the time, got a man. Everybody. Like, everybody. And what I'm learning, the older I get, and it's not even age, I have to stop saying age, because age don't mean maturity, amen. The more I really take inventory over my life and I look around me and I really start to see the real and not just the shallowness that the world wants to sell us, I'm like, there are women who are not living up to the societal beauty standard. They're just doing what makes them happy, what makes them comfortable, what they think what they find beautiful, and they are happily married. They got what I want. They are different shape. They didn't have to lose all the weight to get the guy. They didn't have to get the BBL to get the guy. They didn't have to go and get a middle part bust down to get the guy. They didn't have to do none of that. It's a lie. I'm telling y'all, men, y'all, we be thinking men are so impressed by a certain thing. men are, they are not that smart. They are not, they're actually way easier to impress than we think. When you hear men say, oh, I want a natural woman, I want a woman with no makeup, want all of this stuff like that, and we always be like, y'all lying. Honestly, they are not lying. They are actually telling the truth. That's why when you go out to the grocery store and you look homeless, like you are living on the streets, that's when you get approached. You realize that? They're not lying. But we get so caught up in the beauty standard of this world because we're trying to get the approval of our sisters in a society, in a social media, which is really not real life. We get caught up in that thing. So my whole thing is like, do what makes you feel beautiful. Do what makes you feel good. Don't go beyond yourself trying to break your neck to do something that doesn't make you feel good. Like in my life right now, okay, back in the day, I used to get my hair done like every 2 weeks, wasting so much money. Like, oh my God, I could have 2 homes and a Bentley, all the money I spent on getting my hair done every 2 weeks. Cause I used to be a sewing girly. I would change my hair color, like all kinds of stuff, right? But that's just not feasible to me anymore. Like, I would love to be the middle part bust down, but I haven't had a sew-in in so long. People still be asking me, what bundles do I get? I don't know. I don't wear weave. Y'all see me in braids and protective styles because that's convenient for me. I work out a lot and I don't got time to be doing hair. Like, y'all will see my natural hair out, like right how it is now. But I did this. I did my own hair. Like, I am a master at doing my own hair. So that's what makes me comfortable now. I'm not trying to be out here competing with the middle part, bust down 40-inch girls. I'm just not. That's what makes me comfortable. I'm also a press-on girly now. These are press-ons. I wear my natural nails out a lot. Now, my toes will always be done. Don't get that twisted. Only because I got monkey feet. So they have to be done. Like, I can't just be out here flip-flopping around with my toes not done. But, yeah. So that's what we got going on, okay? And that's my beauty standard. Like, another thing, I don't like heels no more. I just can't get with it. I'll wear them every now and again, but if I'm going to a dinner, we can sit down, we get up, and we go out. But if we're going outside, I'm trying to put together the cutest outfit that I could put on with some tennis shoes. I'm just over it. And that's my level of beauty standard now. And I'm okay with that now. And also, like, realizing that I'm not going to get the same amount of attention that I used to get because I'm not leaning on my body anymore. That I'm not, my disposition ain't even the same. And I'm older. Like, them young boys be the shooters. These old dudes don't be shooting they shot like that. So I'm okay with that. So I just want y'all to understand that, let go of that attachment of the societal beauty standard and your relationship status, because it is a lie. Because if you really, I want you to take a look around you next week. Take a look around you and ask yourself, which women are happily married in society and who is not? And then look in your atmosphere around you as like in your community. Look around and see who's married happily, who've been married for 10 years, 20 years. And you tell me what that beauty, like, tell me how they look. They probably the women who rarely get their hair done, who rarely step. You're going to see a few that's like that girl, but it's different shapes and sizes. There's not a requirement that we feel like we have to fit, like that you have to fit in order to be successfully married. You see what I mean? Or successfully in a relationship. We have to let go and unlearn the societal beauty standard and redefine sex appeal. We have to stop thinking because we don't have the BBL or we don't have a waist that's 10 inches and four, a 10 inch waist and a 40 inch booty that we, you know, I did like myself. I had a program called Self-Worth Bootcamp that I want to bring back eventually. I don't have it right now, but I started doing it in schools for young girls, and just it's a passion project for me. I still want to do it, but I did like rigorous research on self-worth, and I really want to relaunch it just for, you know, and do like a workbook or something and redo the whole thing. But you know, self-worth is just such an important thing, and understanding our value in society and how, like, not to allow societal standards to make us feel less than, because it's so important. You have to define your own beauty standard for yourself, and it has to be in alignment with you. If you feel like you're breaking your back to do something that's uncomfortable, if you out here like, I got to get on Ozempic, so, and that junk is so unhealthy. It is tempting, though, because when you see people go from a size 10 to a size 1 in 2 weeks, you be like, dang. Like, but it's unhealthy. Like, when you got to break your back for a beauty standard, that's not your beauty standard. That's a societal beauty standard, but that's not yours. Focusing on yours. Stay in your lane, and you'll be fine. So I hope this helps somebody. Y'all check out my books, How to X Your Ex, A Guide to Getting Past Unhealthy Relationships. Also, my workbook, Get Unstuck When Life Sucks. If you feel like right now your life is not where you want it to be and you're trying to move it, this 30-day workbook will give you the steps, step-by-step tools to do that. And also check out my fiction novel, Single Woman Chronicles, and Atlanta Love Story, Kinda. If you love fiction novels and you like Insecure, it's like a book, Insecure book, like Insecure in a book. Okay, Insecure, the TV show, in a book, right? I wrote the book before Insecure came out, but it's very similar, you know? But y'all can get those books on eBooks below. Check the link in my bio. And also, it's on Amazon, so go ahead and check it out. And then some of them are actually on Audible, so check that out too. But until next time, bye.